Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will help us to listen to your word with understanding, to receive it with faith, and to obey it with courage, for Jesus' sake. Amen. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." The disciples had heard of the empty tomb. Some of them had seen it for themselves. They had also heard of the appearance of Jesus to Mary Magdalene, but they had not yet met with the risen Lord for themselves. To them, the experience of the truth about Jesus comes not at the tomb, but in a room where the doors are locked because they are afraid of what may happen to them at the hands of the religious authorities or perhaps even the Roman powers. Jesus comes to them and he brings a message to take away that fear. Peace be with you. Peace, shalom, was a common greeting. But on this occasion, the disciples would surely have recalled the previous words of Jesus. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Don't let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Peace, not just as the world thinks of peace, as free from troubles and problems, a quiet life, but a heartfelt peace despite the outward events and situations. Peace that is not a negative, may you be saved from trouble, but a positive, may God give you every good thing. The disciples needed to know this peace within themselves, and they could only receive it as they recognized the risen Christ and the joy of the resurrection became to them a reality. Jesus came bringing peace, but he also came bringing his followers a purpose for their lives. "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." The mission of the disciples from the Son is a parallel of the mission of the Son from the Father. We may recall Jesus' prayer for those who followed him. "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." Jesus' disciples are called to share in his mission to the world. And this call comes frequently in the Gospels and in the Acts of the Apostles. Called to be witnesses, to proclaim the gospel, to make disciples of all nations. And the mission is twofold. For they are given a tremendous responsibility of proclaiming God's forgiveness to those who are penitent and withholding it from those who are not. "If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus came bringing peace and giving a purpose. And he also came offering a power. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The disciples were frightened and vulnerable, and Jesus knew that if they were to carry out the work he had begun, that they needed superhuman power. We read that he breathed on them. The word "breathes" carries a special meaning. It's equivalent to the word found in the Old Testament in the book of Genesis, where we read that God breathed the breath of life into his creation. And in Ezekiel, where the prophet had the vision of the valley of dry bones, which received new life as God breathed into them. A promise of God's renewal for his people. This word carries with it the thought of a new creation, a new life, a transformation, a new God-given spiritual life and energy. And here in the upper room, Jesus fulfills the promise of John the Baptist, that came, one would come to bring this power of the Holy Spirit. one who would not baptize just with water as John did, but who would baptize with the Holy Spirit. So peace, a purpose, and a power. The Easter gift of the risen Lord. And today we too surely need to know that peace and all that it means. We may not be locked away because of fear of our physical safety, but there are many things in our modern world that make us fearful, and many situations in which we need to know inner peace. The Easter message of the resurrection, of new life and hope, remind us that the same peace from Jesus is available for us today. But like those disciples on the first Easter evening, we have, through the eyes of faith, to believe and accept for ourselves the truth that Jesus is alive. That today he comes bringing peace and joy. And we are surely reminded of the words of St. Paul. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is our faith. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are more to be pitied than all men. Surely the faith of some 2,000 years would not have survived if it was based on a lie. But today we too have a purpose as Christians, as followers of Christ. For we, like the disciples of long ago, are called and given the same commission to make Christ known and to bring the good news of his love and forgiveness to all people. It is a commission to the individual and to the church as a whole. Within our church, the commission to preach the gospel and formally to pronounce absolution is given to a priest at ordination. But in the words of Archbishop William Temple, every Christian has the responsibility for drawing others to Christ and of telling them of the forgiveness that his love offers to those who come in repentance. And so surely today we too need the power which Jesus gives through the power of his Holy Spirit. Power to live in a society that so often rejects Christian standards and principles, and power to live as his witnesses and to speak boldly for him as we have the opportunity. The gift of the Holy Spirit is a gift to us as it was to the disciples. Although on the first Easter Eve his gift was to a few gathered together behind the locked doors, not long after at Pentecost the gift was for all who believed. It was Peter who, when questioned, "What shall we do?" by those who witnessed the new power of the believers, replied, "Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." If we turn to Christ in repentance and faith, we can be sure that we have this gift, the Holy Spirit and his power. The message of Easter is a message of peace, joy, and power. Twice this afternoon, I've looked out and it's been pouring with rain, but the sun has been shining. And I don't know if you saw it, but there was the most magnificent rainbow on two occasions. And the rainbow always reminds me of God's promises. We can trust in God's promises. He promises us that power, and he will give it to us. But as we receive it, we must not forget the purpose. And again, I quote from Archbishop William Temple. "The primary purpose for which the Spirit is given is that we may bear witness to Christ. We must not expect the gift while we ignore its purpose. A church which ceases to be a missionary will not be and cannot expect to be spiritual." And so today on this Easter Eve, let us thank God for the peace which can be ours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let us receive with faith the power of his Holy Spirit. But let us not forget the purpose to be witness to Jesus Christ and to the truth of the resurrection. Amen.